Hello, everybody. It's me, Steph Edsel, DBT therapist here located in Salt Lake City, Utah. Today I'm going to try a different approach. I usually type and read from a script, but today I'm just going to freestyle it as if I'm a therapy rapper. I'm going to rap about the biosocial theory, of DBT today. I got a Facebook message from a listener who was asking about resources for that biosocial theory. And what I recommended was Marsha Linehan's literature. Any of the skills manuals that she has written, her text that she has written, Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Borderline Personality Disorder, also explains a lot more of that biosocial theory. But it's pretty clinical. So the long and the short of it is, on that one side, we have that biological factors. Biological factors being things like my DNA, those intrauterine factors, recalling that none of us had control over what our parent ate or drank when they were pregnant with us, what kind of relationships they were having, if they had their own mental health issues. Do recall that epigenetics is a huge factor in how trauma is carried through the genetic line. Okay, so believe it or not, some of us are carrying on generations of trauma, even though trauma may have not happened the same way for us. So there's that biological factor. It's all of the stuff that I have zero control over. Right? I don't really get to decide who my parents are, what my gene structure is, how sensitive I am to emotional stimuli, how strongly I become triggered by that emotional stimuli. That part's out of my control, okay? On the outside, that social factor is going to really be focusing on those earlier developmental years. The earlier developmental years being pretty critical in most of our growth. If you're experiencing invalidation, which most of us have, it's almost impossible at this point to escape invalidation. There are different types of invalidation. Some are more harmful than others, but ultimately at the end of the day, what it results in is somebody experiencing high emotion dysregulation. And so they have this inability to regulate self, right? So they're feeling this emotional vulnerability. And when they're seeking the validation on the outside, it's not there. And that actually increases emotional vulnerability. So if you're feeling like you're somebody that's really sensitive and it's terrible, please be aware that the more you use your skills, the more effective you will become, the less triggered you will feel. Now, hear me out. Those areas of emotional vulnerability, number one is being sensitive, number two is a strong reaction, number three is a slow return to baseline. So two of those things will not change. Number three does change. The things that will not change is my biology and my response, or rather my trigger, you know, to the emotional stimuli. What does change, however, is my ability to plug in my skills and returning to baseline pretty quickly. I've been working with people, you know, after about a year of DBT, when I hear a client tell me, yeah, I regulated in like 20 minutes, I am jumping up and down for joy, okay? Because previously, maybe that year before, maybe it would take, you know, many hours, to days, to weeks, to months, to years. I've seen people that have not been able to return to baseline for a long, long time, and that really does increase our mental health, disorderly thinking and feeling. So that biosocial theory, another piece to this is it's not your fault, okay? If you're an emotionally sensitive human being, it's literally not your fault. I like to be kind of irreverent in session and joke by saying, you know, when you were with your maker, whoever that is or whatever that is up there, whatever you believe, did you ask for debilitating anxiety? Did you ask for, you know, crushing depression? Did you ask for, you know, suicide self-harm urges of a 10 every day? My thoughts are no, you did not. Nobody did. Nobody's asking for these things. So it's not your fault, yet you do pretty much get to recover. That's an opportunity that's given to you. Some of us feel like that's not really a gift, that's kind of a pain in the butt. And a lot of people feel like, why do I have to change for others? I'm merely saying, why don't we change some behavior that's keeping us from goals? That's really what I'm asking my clients to change. I would never want them to change who they are as human beings, because they actually have some really great qualities and values and are just pretty neat humans in general. It's the behavior. Remember, what we're doing is in DBT and dialectical behavior therapy, we're learning how to behave dialectically. That's going to look really different for a lot of different, it's going to look very different for everybody, okay? What's not going to look different is being able to plug those skills in when experiencing high emotional vulnerability and learning how to validate the self. Learning how to validate the self, I'm just really starting to firmly believe that that's one of the keys of life, that's the secrets of life, is learning how to validate self and not requiring validation outside the self. That'll keep you probably less vulnerable. So that's my thoughts on the biosocial theory of DBT. It's not your fault that you're the way that you are. You know, if you do want a life worth living and want things to change, you're probably going to have to look at what are the behaviors you're doing that are moving you away from your goals, or what behaviors you're doing that are not permitting you to live by your values. So a really great first step I have people do in sessions is figure out top 10 values. And I give them a paper. We've talked about it before, potentially, I'm not sure. But I give them a paper, tell them to check off all of the things that they feel are pertinent, and then narrow it down to the top 10. And then we start building goals. And then I get to start challenging people. Hey, are you living by your goals? Are you living by your values? Are you doing what you know is going to get you to this place of goal accomplishment and happiness? And sometimes people are not. And that's where I get to call them out and push them to do better, push them to be more effective in their own life. You get to recover. You get to. It's a gift in a lot of ways. There's my thoughts on the biosocial theory of DBT, and I hope that it help you understand a little bit more about self and others when trying to manage symptoms of borderline personality disorder, or just high emotion dysregulation in general. Thanks for being here. Hope you all have a wonderful week. See you next time on DBT Weekly with Stephanie Ansel.